You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
His family didn't have much money. Joe Sr. worked different jobs from cleaning boilers to selling cars, sometimes moving in with the in-laws or working weekends to make ends meet.
He was the son of a single mom who had to struggle to support her son and her kids, but she raised him. She raised him to believe in America.
That's the Democratic ticket. Two powerful American stories. It's day one at the Democratic National Convention in Denver, and we can expect to hear a whole lot more about both candidates, their stories. But the man at the top of the ticket still has a big job of selling himself to Americans, according to many polls, who may know his name, but not exactly what he stands for. For more on that challenge, we turn now to Chicago Public Radio's Ben Calhoun, who is in Denver for The Takeaway. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. And Joe Biden, well, he's now part of the ticket. And how does he tell Obama's story in a way that Obama doesn't quite tell it?
Well, Obama's story sounds familiar, right? But slightly revised, but not as revised as Biden's when it was told, who's, you know, being recast from the foreign policy expert that he ran as in the presidential campaign to now the working class hero, the blue collar guy who, you know, is Catholic and can get those working class Democrats. And so when I heard that on Saturday and then walking around here yesterday, talking to a lot of people in Denver, it's becoming more and more clear that the Obama campaign was sort of watching what's been happening over the last month. They've been watching the poll numbers sort of move and continue to move not in their favor. And they've sort of said, wait, no. Wait, okay, pause, new scene. Like, we're going to change the narrative here and we're going to, you know, use this new ticket, these two guys together, as a way to recast the story and assert a little bit more control over the narrative during this convention.
And Joe Biden, though, certainly has one heck of a story. You say that he really presented himself as a foreign policy expert as he was running. He was that candidate during the primary process. But he's got a whole personal story with many twists and turns in it that many Americans can identify on lots of levels.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that the way that they're setting him up positions him in a very interesting way as a counterweight to John McCain. You know, it sort of grows out of the whole how many houses does John McCain, you know, that whole flap. Because if you've got a guy who's just your everyday working class, you know, that kind of guy, it creates a real contrast to John McCain. At the same time, he does square up in terms of foreign policy, in terms of international relations, an area where you get a real sense that not only are Americans, you know, a little iffy about Obama, but that the campaign knows that that's a vulnerability, something they have to address. So they've kind of created this two-pronged Joe Biden to go into the fall.
And obviously this week is really about Barack Obama. He's at the top of the ticket, and many people are going to be telling his story, not just Joe Biden. And let's look at the highlight of today. In primetime, Michelle Obama is going to be giving a very important speech. Do you have any sense about what this speech is going to sound like?
Well, I think that from the details that we have, we can tell sort of that in the same narrative idea that they're looking to cast Michelle Obama as a multidimensional character, one that plays a lot of different roles, which she does in Chicago. You know, she has a reputation as a high-achieving professional woman. She's a native of the city, very rooted in Chicago. And she's also, you know, has a reputation as a powerful mother. So she's got that, you know, she's a multidimensional figure in Chicago. And what it seems like to me, what they're trying to do with her speech today and with her role at the convention is make her that on the national stage. She's hosting a roundtable with governors tomorrow. Tonight, she does the role of sort of filling out Obama's biography a little bit more, sort of in the same way that Joe Biden is playing that role. She's gonna do that tonight, along with other members of his family and members of the Illinois delegation.
Big night for Michelle Obama. Big night for the Democratic Party. Ben Calhoun, we're going to check in with you a little bit later. But many
Sounds
thanks
great.
For that report. Ben Calhoun is a reporter for Chicago Public Radio, and he's with The Takeaway at the Denver Democratic Convention.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.